As always, you're on top of things, but the question I have more than anything is, what did you do this weekend? You had some time off. What happened? What did you do?
I was sick.
No way. You had a few days to rest and you got sick?
Yeah, no, I got a cold coming on, and then I had soccer yesterday, Marlowe soccer, and I watched a lot of golf yesterday because, of course, Ledgeview crew was out in the second final group, Safeway Open. Nick Taylor finishing T10, Adam Hadwin finishing solo second. So I did watch Seahawks and a lot of golf yesterday, which was actually quite nice. I was happy to have a couch day on the to watch the television.
Well,
for sure.
Do you feel better today than after, you know, resting a little bit yesterday and getting to watch golf? Because that puts you in your happy place, Murph.
Yeah, for sure it did. But, I mean, trying to kill the cold virus with vodka and red wine doesn't always work either. So I don't think I quite solved it.
You know what? I've tried the same thing, and I don't know why, but it doesn't work. I don't get it.
You can't drown the virus.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Now, Murph, of course, the big news today is Sven Berchi finds himself on waivers. And the question, there's two kind of questions here around Sven. One, now that he's on waivers, will he get picked up? And if he doesn't get picked up, ultimately, what is his role with this organization moving forward?
Well, first off, I'm not really sure I like the decision to waive him. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm looking forward to hearing the explanation, because I'm guessing this is as much about Travis Green as it is about Jim Benning and how he wants to compose his lines. So we know he's a hard match guy. He must have a real clear thought of his makeup in terms of how he wants those bottom two lines to look. And Sven was not going to fit in. I just think that you're a team that's been starved for scoring. You hinted that perhaps you wanted to have three lines that could chip in offensively. Mm-hmm. And to waive a player that, you know, has the capability to do that for you, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. There may be more to it. Maybe they're hoping he gets picked up and they clear some cap space. Maybe he'll be back with the clubs if he clears sooner than we know. But for now, I'm not really sure, you know, I'm aligned with the decision. I get the gold open. Hey, you know, I love the kid, but he did not do enough. And, you know, Biega and or Fantenberg, that one is kind of a coin toss. And, you know, you have to like the fact that Gaudette did earn the spot. I really, until the last two preseason games, I thought there was zero chance that he would be sticking with the club. I thought that he would, because he was didn't need waivers, he'd go down. But those last two games, he forced their hand, and that's great. But the Berchi decision, a little bit of a head-scratch for me, that's for sure.
Then moving forward with Gaudette, what's the role that you envision him in? Over the weekend, he was skating in lieu of Brock Besser, who's not fully healthy right now, although we hear he's trending the right way.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing if those are the three players on waivers, then Fantenberg and Besser must be really trending in the right way, mm-hmm. because they didn't keep them around. I have to see him on the third line, whether he's at center with, you know, maybe Sutter and Erickson, or maybe he plays on the wing with the same two. I'm not sure. And, it doesn't make that much difference in this day and age. I mean, there's a little difference between center and wing, obviously, defensive responsibilities and such. So I kind of see that's the spot for him. And then, I don't know what your fourth line is, Beagle with Virtanen and Schaller or Mott, I'm not sure. So that's, initially that's what I think, but I think we'll have a really clear idea in about a half an hour here when the Canucks skate at 8 rinks in Burnaby.
You think it really kind of hurt Sven in the sense that he was kind of the odd man out in the power play? Like, he wasn't even a regular staple on the second unit, and last season, he averaged 1 second on the penalty kill, which obviously means he wasn't on there except for, last-minute face-offs when you want to get a chance to go even strength as soon as the penalty's over. It seems like at least Mott, Schaller, Beagle, Louis Erickson, while we know who's the most skilled player right now today out of that group, they at least provide value for special teams.
Well, there's no question. I mean, Sven, once he was on the outside looking in on that second unit on the power play, he does not kill penalties. But, I think that still makes it a little tougher. Some fans to swallow. They'll say, well, I don't care if Louis Erickson is on your, second PK unit. He shouldn't be on this team ahead of Sven Berchi. He shouldn't be given a spot over Sven, who I thought had an okay preseason. But there's no question that for sure played a role in the decision-making from Benning and Green, that if he's not going to be on your special teams and he doesn't really fit that the role that Green wants on his third line, then it's tough to keep him on the roster.
Now, Dan, there has been some rumblings that the Canucks may pick up a player off waivers. Those are things I've kind of heard a little bit too. Now, Rick Dollywall mentioned Luke Shen, who's being put on waivers by the Tampa Bay Lightning. Would you be surprised if the Canucks make a waiver claim here?
Kind of. But, I mean, I guess they – I know that they did offer him a contract, maybe not as early as he would have liked, but maybe around the same time that Tampa Bay gave him one. So he was a player they did want in the fold, whether or not at the NHL level. I'm not sure. But I think most Canucks fans enjoyed what he did the second half of last season in terms of providing a role that he was capable of and not more. So, yeah, maybe, I guess, if he's a player they looked at and if they see him as an upgrade over Fantenberg, or if they want to carry eight defense at some point, once you go down to 13 forwards, then I guess that's a player they would look at. But there are some interesting guys out there on the waiver wire, and I have to assume one or two are going to get picked up. I don't know if Berchu will be one of them, but it was a pretty interesting class, more so than in years past, at least from my point of view.
Right, and I think part of this, too, with a lot of these players with contracts and term left, the cap situation around the league is a bit murky, and teams are very reluctant to add players that have term left on their deals, and that's why you kind of saw the free agent market dry up really quickly too once we got into the summer. Now, the other side, before we let you go, have to ask about Bo Horvat. You mentioned not that long ago that it looks like Bo will be named the next Canucks captain. Ultimately, when do you think that's going to happen?
Well, you can't get any sort of confirmation on this. It's very hush-hush, and you can understand why, but I'm going to assume if it happens, and I believe it is, that it's going to happen before the home opener, because I don't think they'll be having a press conference here today at 8 Rinks. It doesn't seem that. They haven't sent any releases. So in my mind, if indeed he is going to be named captain, and I think he will, although there's no confirmation, I guess it's going to have to be, October the 9th? And maybe they'll have some sort of a ceremony. But again, it's pretty hush-hush, and no leaks have gotten out yet, but it's my understanding one will be named. So I guess that's the most logical time.
Murph, always a pleasure, my friend. We look forward to talking to you again, and get some more rest here, because I know it's going to get busy for you.
I might try the same thing again tonight.
Try the white wine this time. Maybe that'll make a difference.
Rosé.
Yeah, rosé. There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know how that works, because I'm very interested to find out.
Rosé and whiskey. We'll try that tonight.
Ooh, I like that combination.
Yeah, that's nice. That's classy.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Murph.
Sportsnet 650.